logic, science, and morality. Let's look at some basic principles. I'm going to follow a pattern common in mathematics and science to funnel a large body of general knowledge into a small number of fundamental principles and then to use those principles to derive a wide range of conclusions. It's the pattern of Euclid's Elements, where he codifies all the various observations and practices of geometry into 5 postulates in Book 1, from which he derives 12 more books of theorems telling about geometry, useful for surveying, planning, and other stuff. What he didn't know in 300 BCE was how far that same geometry would go in understanding abstractions in algebra, number theory, calculus, and more advanced mathematics. I'm going to do the same thing in the social-political realm. I'll start with a collection of observations and general good values from various sources, codify my own set of 5 moral principles, and draw conclusions that depend only on those 5 principles. It's an important concept that once we have the postulates or principles, the conclusions come from those postulates and principles and not from whatever observations or emotional baggage that produce them.